بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Among the attributes and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the asma'ul husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hasib, the being who suffices for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that sustains every single creature, every single shay. Shay refers to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single thing. In that thing comes every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama explain there are more than 80,000 creations of Allah. More, less, all in the knowledge of Allah jalla jalaluhu. And how many do we know? Hardly any of them. This insan is still now exploring the depths of the ocean. And he's finding something every day. When he comes to above the ocean and above the earth, below the skies, he's still finding so many creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah jalla jalaluhu is in complete control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing of the diet and what is the need of every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality, these are all creations of Allah. Allah created them. Allah created them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of every single creation. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah never forgets. Allah is all aware of every single creation of His. Unlike insan. Insan, no matter what, how astute businessman he may be, but then too he forgets what's in the stock there. What's in the warehouse. The housewife also, how quickly she forgets now what's in the fridge or the freezer. And she's ordering more, she's getting more. She forgets. She forgets, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget. Every creation of His, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. Al-Hasib Jalla Jalaluhu is that being who is fully aware of His servants, who suffices for those who trust Him, and who recompenses His servants for their good and evil actions, be it big or small, according to His wisdom and knowledge. This is the wisdom of Allah. Whatever is happening in the world, happened in the world, will happen in the world, all this is in the knowledge of Allah. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together we're being knowledgeable, all aware, all informed. Allah's hikmat overrides all of this, oversees all of this. How much to give away? Now sometimes the Muslims might think, how come this country or this continent, there's so much of disobedience, all the fitnahs emanating from there, but Allah is giving them. And certain country, a certain place, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't enjoy so many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality is, dunya is not a place to enjoy. Dunya. So we can't use this as a criteria. That if Allah is pleased, then Allah will give dunya. If Allah is displeased, then Allah will not give dunya. Allah gives dunya to those whom He is pleased with, to those whether He loves them or doesn't love them. Allah gives, Allah does not give. This is not the criteria of the love of Allah jalla jalaluhu. If dunya was a criteria for the love of Allah and pleasure of Allah, the Fir'aun shall have got everything of the best. Is it right? It should be other way around. If the criteria for dunya was a pleasure of Allah, the Fir'aun shall have got nothing. But he had everything. And Nabi alayhi salam, the most beloved of Allah, that's why ulama say, you never find anywhere in the world, this mall or this building or this property belongs to Isa alayhi salam. Allah gave him so much. Because Allah was very happy with him. This property or this continent belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah was very happy with him. Allah gave him dunya. This is the criteria of Allah. But fortunately, our minds work like that. If Allah is happy, Allah will give dunya. If Allah is not happy, Allah will not give dunya. No. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, that person with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends goodness, that person with whom Allah intends goodness, Allah grants him the understanding of deen. Allah grants him deen. That is, we can't even say gold. We can't even say silver. Deen, the sharia of Allah, the understanding of deen. One is to know the deen of Allah. One is to know the commands of Allah. And then Allah gives him the firm understanding, deep understanding. One is, he knows about salah, but how to understand salah. That I'm standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what niyat to make, how to stand before Allah, with what intention, how to hold my hands before Allah Jalla Jalla, how to tie my hands, how to read my qiraat. Allah grants him the understanding of deen. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves a person, Allah gives him the understanding of deen. Allah loves a certain woman or certain woman or child. Allah grants him the tawfiq to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is all aware. And Allah is Al-Hakim. Allah knows, are you might hear in Gaza right now, they're starving them to death. Children are dying because of no food. And here, we are getting indigestion because of overeating. Allah knows His wisdom. We should also be very, very careful. We should be very careful also. We should be shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Those people with iman they have, Allah knows, we are tested a little bit, already we are half one leg out of the masjid. Right? And 1 foot in the masjid. We get tested a little bit, we know where we'll go. Whether we'll run to the masjid or we run out of the masjid. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahimullah used to say to the South Africans, he says, the only reason you are doing the effort of deen is because you will have wealth. If you didn't have it, what you will say? Yeah, I can't go. 40 days, I can't make it. 4 months, can't make it. He said, because Allah Ta'ala has blessed you, therefore you are moving. You are moving. Not based on people's iman, tawakkul, and yaqeen. You are doing the effort of deen, alhamdulillah. Whether masajid you're contributing to, whether it be makati, whether it be darul ulum, ulama ikram, etc. He says, this is because Allah has given you. He says, but it's not based upon yaqeen and tawakkul we are spending. That will come, inshallah. But then too, people are still giving their health and their wealth and their time in the path of Allah. But there are those in the world, we find Pakistan, so many saathis, spending 1 year, 7 months every year. Why? What work you doing? Pushing one cart. Selling some scraps of material, rags. We met a brother like that, selling rags. And on that now, he's saving money, saving with iman, yaqeen and tawakkul upon Allah. And with the fikr of deen, and on that now I save. And my family lives very, very simple. So I save now whatever is extra, whatever I can, and on that now I give my 7 months every year. That is how they are doing it. This is our fikr in the heart, iman, yaqeen, tawakkul, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is how they are making amal upon their deen. So Allah is always al-hakim. Allah ta'ala knows who to give, who not to give. Sometimes a person is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dunya so many years, not opening up. Allah knows. Allah is all aware. So that Allah doesn't want to give him, but Allah has hikmat. Allah knows if I give him, then he will get spoiled. Then he will run away from me. So I keep him crying next to me, near me. And he continues crying to Allah that way now, he becomes my beloved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hasib. Allah is sufficient for His servants. Allah is sufficient for His servants, as we hear commonly now, hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for us. And we should feel this with yaqeen of the heart. Allah is sufficient for me. And take everything out of the heart. My degree, my shop, my home, my car, my, the same my. The day my eyes will close, the thing is mine. Nothing is mine. Everything belongs to the heirs. That is why you find in the different riwayat and teachings of our Kabir that the way we are working is if we're going to live here forever. That's why the Buzuks of before would say that work in this world according to the amount of stay in this world. And work for the Akhirat equal to the amount you're going to stay in the Akhirat. That is a wise man. But we are working so hard, in reality, whatever we made for today is in the bank, doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the heirs. If I don't wake up tomorrow, they're going to distribute. So whether I am going to be able to use it tomorrow, no guarantee. Whether I'm able to use it tomorrow, there's no guarantee. The reality is I'm working for my heirs. They are going to use it, I'm going. What is mine is my amal. That's mine. How much Quran I read today, and I did the EFT into the bank of the Akhirat, that is mine. The Quran I read is mine. Now how many hours in a day I worked? 8 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, just to make the deal, to strike the deal, to secure the property. Whether really I will enjoy it, no guarantee. But my Quran that I read today, guaranteed I will enjoy it. Guaranteed I will enjoy it. When I go in the qabr, the same Quran is gonna come. The same dhikr is going to come. That you took care of me. Salah will say that you took care of me, may Allah take care of you. I will take care of you. Dayatani, that you destroyed. Salah will say, you destroyed me. May you be destroyed. Comes in Hadith Sharif. May Allah destroy the one that destroyed me. You didn't take care of me. Now who will take care of you? In this worldly life, you made the money. Allah Ta'ala blessed you. You had it. But you didn't take care of me. That your wealth, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed you, but you didn't fulfill the haqq of it. Yes, in dunya, you used your wealth to take care of yourself. Wherever you went, mashallah, this airport, that place, people keep standing outside the airport with your name. Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Desai, your limo is waiting for you. We want that in Qabar also, when we go there. Quran will say, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. You read your tabarak, you read your waqiyah, you read yaseen, took care of your door, read your Quran daily. This is real wealth. This is a real wealth that guaranteed we are going to see it in the Qabar. It's a reality. It's a reality. The jamaat that we've had, the money we spend in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that guaranteed. This is what yaqeen we should be building upon a'mal. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. Allah is saying, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ. And those salihat and good a'mal that are baqiyat that will remain forever. Hadith Sharif, what it refers to? Everything big a'mal. Simple. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, fill the skies and the earth. Fill the skies and the earth. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, fills the space between the skies and the earth. Hazrat says, full how much you want? Fill it up. This you will see Qiyamah Day. Fully I read more than that. Fully I read more than that. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Some riwayat say that these kalimat, they actually, when a person recites them, they take a form. And they make, and they go around the arsh of Allah, and they make a sound like the sound of bees. And Allah secures and preserves them for the reciter of them on the day of Qiyamah. They will be the ones that will take a person to Jannah. The simple kalimat. Simple kalimat. But we know how difficult to read it. How difficult. Sometimes half an hour goes, not one tasbih, not one subhanallah, not one alhamdulillah. Right? Now these different things we hear. Person now, something good happens, how he exclaimed, how he, his reaction is. Sometimes vulgar words come out, something didn't happen right. Load shedding, computer shut off, he lost the deal. Whatever it was, now, the whole work he had now, what would words come out? No, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah will send it back. Allah wants to hear it. Allah will send the lights back. Allah will do it for me. So Allah wants to hear these words over here, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah says, that those salihat, those amal that will remain till Jannah, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. They are the best that Allah will store by Himself as a reward for you. خَيْرٌ عَمَلًا, and you can have hopes upon it. That you can hope. That you can have hope upon it. Our Kabir say, kisi par barosa mat rakhna. Don't place your trust upon anyone. Don't place your trust upon anyone. Sab makhluq hai. Sab muhtaj hai. All are makhluq and all I need of Allah. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, La ilaha illallah, ya Allah, humara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, humara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, there is no support for me in my life. Tu hi tu hai, tu hi tu. Ya Allah, it's only you. I only can trust you. I only can place my trust upon you and nobody else. Not my wealth, not my family. How many of us say, no, my son will grow up, give him good education, solid education. Give solid education and solid deen. Doesn't mix. Oil and water doesn't mix. With oil and water in one glass, it doesn't mix. We have to make a decision. I want deen for my children. Now we have this thing. I want to give my children the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Where we got that from, I didn't see in Hayatul Sahaba anyway. Ashabi kan nujum. Sahaba ikram, our guiding stars. These are our guiding stars. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. They made it. They made dunya and they made akhirat. Then do we have doubt? But they really, really, no. We have to give our children the best education and the best of akhirat. What is the best education? 8 hours in a day. And the best of akhirat? 2 hours maktab. That's the best. Nobody, even as a dietitian, but he says that imbalanced diet is that. Imbalanced diet. You got sugar now, he says, I don't take any sugar. But I'll have the little bit of the baking. But I don't have sugar. Very careful about my diet. He said, what kind of a diet is that? So entire dunyavi diet is off. How many mothers now say, no, my son, my children must give them the best of education. Go and see what they are learning in the school. Go and see the environment in the school. What they are not doing in the schools. What they are not exposed to. Right? We had one report of one youngster that parents were separated. So mother couldn't handle him. He failed a few years in school also. So he was a big boy. in a small class, so to say. All younger boys were there. He was 2 years older than them. But exposed to everything. Mother can't control him. Stealing mother's cell phone, checking, seeing haram things on the phone, etc. One day he brought the same cell phone to school. Now in the break, catches the young boys, got them, what do you call it, grips the neck over there, and he opens the cell phone, shows him haram thing. Hey, check. Don't check, I'll bust you up. How many boys are exposed to haram things like that? And my son is scared to tell me at home. Why? He's scared of the bully in the school. How many times is it happening like that? You open your mouth, I'll break you. So then, boy can't speak. Anything, all the haram things. Exposed. It's happening everywhere. Allah Ta'ala protect our children. But the need of the parents. So here Allah Ta'ala says, the best thing you can have a trust upon and hope upon is those baqiyat as-salihat. Those little amal that you have done that will remain forever by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you can have some hope upon it. Kisi par barosa mat rakhna. Akabir says, don't place your hopes and trust in anybody. Don't ever. You don't say have wahm and have now what you will say mistrusted people. Doesn't mean that now. It means don't hope that somebody will do something for me. Not even your own children. That's why I'm saying people I have give my children the best education. Bain for what? Allah will look after me when I'm old. Allah will not look after me. Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. Why would I have hopes in makhluk? That I'm going to do this for him, for my son. So he gets down. He does well, and then he will take care of me in my old age. Don't be disappointed. Don't be. Allah will take care of you. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the whole system is off now. Look at Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They didn't have the whole mindset. That now my son or my children, give them education, set him up in life. So when I'm old, and the mothers are making tashkil of their sons, by nikal jao, Allah ka rastin hai. Go and become shaheed. As is happening right now. In Gaza, we find what the mothers are saying. Allah accepted my son. Allah accepted my children. One father is saying, I moved from this country back to Gaza. Allah accepted my child, became shaheed. Masoom baby. Allah accepted him. Could have a good life in a Western country, but I moved back from there. So we give our lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, we have to have ta'lim at home. The lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum is a namuna, is an example for us till the day of Qiyamah. Oh, you will think now, this Hazrat explains the Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Umar Katuhu. He says, remember, ye muttaqi banna aur cheez hai. Aur muttaqi ka libas pehenna aur cheez hai. He says, to wear the clothes of the pious is one thing, and to be pious is something else. Don't think now I'm wearing gold topi, as a king of gold topi pente hai. Say, gold topi. Wearing the right, high topi. Alright, he's wearing the high, round topi, and wearing, mashallah, white kapara and white kameez kurta, like the pious people, is made to a ponche gela, alhamdulillah. I foot amongst them. So Kim Sahib will say, some people now, they go one step further than that. They got the gold topi also, but they got half beard. They got half beard. So we foot in now with the modern people, and we foot in with the pious people also, in between. He says, don't play games with Allah. To dress like the pious is something, and to be pious is something else. Doesn't mean now I wasn't dressed like the pious. The magicians of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they came to compete with him on Yawm al-Zina, right, they had the competition, who was a bigger magician? He wasn't a magician, but they came dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, like the beloved Nabi of the time. Just on their dressing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled them with the power of jazb and pull, and Allah gave them iman immediately, instantly. Such iman that Fir'aun also said, I will kill you all. Say, we're ready to give our life. We're ready to keep our life. Yeah, I can't keep my kurta on weekends. I can't keep my kurta on weekends. I can't keep my hair straight also. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reality is, how many of our children, how many of us, two lengths hair? Comes weekend also, the kurta is changed, the kurta is out. And what's happening? Those that are reverting to Islam, subhanallah, they are beating us. They're coming with full fervor, with full iman. And how many car guzaris from France? From France. Some time ago there was one car guzari. Hazrat mentioned this also. That where a woman was doing shopping in Paris or somewhere. Full niqab, full hijab, hands covered, feet covered, eyes covered. And she came to the teller to check out, to pay. And that time things were a bit volatile with the Muslims and the non-Muslims, war and terror, etc. And she's checking out. And the cashier was a young girl. So this woman is putting her groceries on the table to cash it. So as she's cashing it, so this young girl is telling this woman over here, who's full hijab niqab, she said, "We don't need people like you over here in this country. We don't need people like you in this country." This was an Arab girl that moved to France. No burqa, no scarf, open hair, etc. So she said, "We don't need people like you in this country." Now she's addressing this woman, thinking that she came from one of the Arab lands. "You came here with all this culture of yours." She said, "We don't need you. You're making more problem for us. You make more problem for us. So all this that you're wearing, better you go back to your country and wear it." She told her like that. So this woman who was cashing her goods, she opened her face. And this young girl, Arab young girl, mourning Muslim for the shock of her life. Green eyes, fair complexion, blonde hair. She said, "I'm a revert. It's better you go back to your country. This is my country. This is my country. Allah gave me hidayah. You came here and you lost your deen. Allah gave us the deen. Better you pack up and you go back home. Because you need to get hidayat." And many of them are coming. What iman, what taqwa. So AK to just like the pious Hazrat says, and one is to be pious, it's two different things. Therefore, if I'm wearing the libas of taqwa, it's called libas of taqwa, become a real muttaqi. Let this thing come into our hearts. Then mu'amalat have to change. Allah will suffice me. I don't need the makhluk's attention. This is very important, Hazrat says nowadays, that you must start living a life of reality. Don't live a life of deception. Don't have this craving to be accepted by people, that I want to live in a certain bracket. I want to live in a certain bracket. What happens because I'm aspiring now to live in a certain bracket, everybody is bad. When I sit with those people now, speaking dunya, how that guy made it? How many things he's moving? Now we talk bad about this one, talk bad about that one. Now we live in a certain bracket. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cut it from the root. Allahumma ja'alni miskina. Wa mithli miskina. Wa ahshurni fi zumratil masakin. Subhanallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Allah, make me miskina, make me a poor man. Make me live among the poor, die among the poor. And raise me on the day of Qiyamah with the poor people." This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, Hazrat says, if you really want to know how much love you have for Allah and Akhirat, see how much dua you make for Akhirat. And how much dua you make for your dunya. See how much dua you make for your dunya compared to how much dua you make for your Akhirat. Then you know really you are abnaw al-akhirah, abnaw dunya. Whether you are a son of dunya or son of Akhirat. Where you belong to? How much dua, when I raise my hands, what am I making dua for? How much dua I'm making for my dunya? And how much dua I'm making for my akhirat? This we find, that we make islah for all the things we have in our life. And Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need my children to take care of me. Allah is sufficient for me. And teach our children the same thing. But we put into them, that your degree will take care of you. The business will take care of you. We should tell the child, that the business cannot give anything. Your degree cannot do anything. Only Allah will take care of you. Teach the child iman and yaqeen. Who gave you the food? Allah is feeding you. Allah is sustaining you. Allah is doing it. The child must say it till he comes into the child's heart, the mother's heart, and the father's heart. Now we've taken the entire system of the West, as what Hazrat says, as this is now the gospel truth. This is it. This is how dunya was operated. Therefore we have to fall within the same system. We can see the system right now is falling apart. They're falling apart right now. The entire system that they have set up now, based upon riba, interest, right, is all based upon haram things. What have you accepted it? Therefore, the ummah has to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will suffice us. Allah suffice us. Allah is sufficient for us. Then when we have iman yaqeen, and we say to Allah with iman yaqeen, hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, that Allah, you are sufficient for me. You are the best. You are the best of caretakers. You are the best of guardians. Ya Allah, you will take care of all our needs. Then you see Allah, when you call Allah by this name, Allah will show you. That's why these names are there, to use them in our dua. You say, Ya Hasib, Ya Hasib, Ya Hasib, Ya Allah, you are the sufficient. You will take care of all my needs. Call unto Allah. Allah is the guarantor. Allah is sufficient for His servants. And they are ever dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the existence cannot be comprehended without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot live without Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah is the one that gives us our life. Allah will give us death. So to live a real life, this point we are making, Hazrat says, live a life of reality. Don't live a life of... Nobody likes to be deceived. Nobody likes to be cheated. But who's deceiving me? Myself. Who's cheating me? Myself. I'm lying to myself that I want to live so long. That I want to make it to that point. I want to make it. I am the one deceiving myself. That's why there's a rush for a'mal. There's a rush. I can't say now, I will come right with my fajr. There's no will. It's already yesterday. How we say? By when you go, when you make the deal yesterday, but it's done already. Yesterday. We say yesterday. Quran speaks about Qiyamah. It uses the past tense that already happened because Qiyamah is going to happen. There's no doubt. So we also, dunya, we say, done. Still going to do it, but he says, done. But my Quran tilawat, yeah, we're still thinking, making a plan still now. My Quran, my namaz, inshallah, it will come right. I'm planning now. Ramadan time, then everything's coming right. Umrah time, then I'm sort my whole life out. Nobody. We don't know whether we're going to make it. It has to start immediately. It has to start immediately. Because there's no trust, there's no yaqeen whether I'm going to see tomorrow. And we're seeing it. Hit over here, that youngster is killed, this one drops dead. Do you know what's happening next? Where is it going to happen from? So we have to prepare for it. So no one likes to be cheated. Nobody likes to be deceived. But I can see my own nafs, how much has deceived me and told me. It's called tasweef. In Arabic, we call it tasweef. Ahlu tasweef. The people of procrastination. Soon it'll happen. We'll do it. It'll happen. Sofa. No, it's not soon going to happen. We have to make it happen. Whatever the vices in my life has to come out immediately. Especially now, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. The vices have to stop. The haram activities have to stop. In my home, I have to implement Sharia with muhabbat, with love, with compassion. I have to put it right. It won't just happen on its own. I have to start living a life of reality. Who I am really, that's who I am. Who I am really, what's my profile? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk. That's it. That's my profile. There's no boss. That you shouldn't even wear this boss t-shirt, whatever it is. Because it's bluffing us also. He's really bluffing us. Because obviously if you're going to wear it, you're going to feel like that. You're going to feel like that. Allahumma anta rabbi, Allah, you're my Rabb. La ilaha illa anti. Allah, there's no ilah, there's no form or deity or worship besides you. What is worship? Allah, my head is down for you. Allahumma anta rabbi, ya Allah, you my Rabb. You are the boss. You own me. Anta khalaqtani. Ya Allah, you created me from a dirty drop of semen, because of which a person becomes junubi. He says, janabat, because of it. From there I was created. From there I was created. Ya Allah, you gave me my whole structure, infrastructure, outer structure, everything you gave me. And what's my profile? Wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, I am your slave. That's what I am, your slave. Nothing else. Therefore, I have to learn to speak like a slave also. The big talks don't belong to us. What's big talks? Praise of Allah. That's big talks. Allah must be praised. Allah must be praised. That's big talks. But I like big talk. That I'm doing this and I'm doing that. This is happening. That is happening. Some people crave over knowing everything also. Before you can tell him, I know already. I know already. They say, even if you know, do like you don't know also. Do like you don't know. So, ana abduk. Ya Allah, I am your slave. So this fake life, Hazrat is saying, get out of it. Don't live a fake life. Don't live the life of others. That's why the Hadith Sharif says, amongst the most despicable people is that person who doesn't have wealth, but mixes with the wealthy. I will start to give the example. He says, this bichara now doesn't have any money by him. But he keeps coins in his pocket. Those are the coins are a big thing. So when he's speaking now to his rich friends now, he's, what do you say? He's jingling those coins in his pocket like he's got a lot of money by him. He's got a lot of money by him. Oh, he makes some plan to open his wallet. I got a black card. Oh, this guy is part of the club. But now he's not even paying it every month. He's maxed his card. But now he just wants to be part of that club. He's living a fake life. He's living a fake life. See, live a real life. Real life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where I am, Nabi of Allah, I am a slave of Allah. I'm a slave of Allah. I don't have to prove to anybody anything. This dua of Nabi alayhi salam, of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, very important dua. It says, Hakim Sa'abu, teach us this dua, make this dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, wa rizuqna al-tiba'ah. Wallah, show us the truth, the haqq, the reality, as a reality. This is the truth about my life. This is the haqq of my children, the truth about the what is happening around me. Right, we all will know now what's happening with the dollar, what's the reality. Allah will show you what's going to happen. Allah will make it such now that you'll make the deal before the thing goes up and you'll pay the Chinaman too. Yes, subhanallah, Allah save me. Not that I was sharp. I was checking the market. I knew what's happening. I want to take the credit for it. No. Allah will guide you because of taqwa. Why? Because the niyat is, Ya Allah, I want to make it to spend in your path. I want to spend in your path. As I see people say, no, you've got so much money, what must do? Allah made enough avenues of poor people to spend upon them. You don't have to blow it up. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Allah will show you the reality and the truth in everything. Ya Allah, show me the haqq as the haqq is. I mustn't get deceived. I mustn't get cheated. I mustn't be put down. Nobody must eat me. Nobody must take me for a ride. Ya Allah, show me the truth, the reality as the reality. Nowadays we know, brother can't trust brother. We don't know what's on his mind. We can't trust family people. Wife can't trust husband. She's going to put his geolocation on every time. Where is he going? You're going to have ice cream? Whether he's giving with the boys or he's giving with somebody else. Wife can't trust. Husband can't trust wife. He's got his secret, what, some code there on the phone. Say, why you got secret code? Now, there should be transparency. He's living a fake life. He has to huck, he has to hide, he has to duck, cover his tracks. Not a real life. If he drops tomorrow, Ya Allah, and the whole thing is opened up, how much is he going to hide? Allah shows the truth as the truth. وَرَزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا وَرَزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا Ya Allah, اتِّبَاعًا means to follow. Ya Allah, and make following the truth وَرَزُقْنَا a part of my rizq and my rosy and sustenance. Look at the words used. It's not said that Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq. وَفِّقْنِي Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq of اتِّبَاعًا. But it mentioned the dua, Ya Allah, make following the truth part of my sustenance. What does it mean? That if I am on the batil and the wrong, you will not die and leave this world until you finish your sustenance. Make following the truth part of my sustenance. My entire life came out as a lie, deception, Ya Allah, before my mouth, let it be a real and true life. That I die upon the haqq. Make it part of my sustenance. So whatever I'm doing, the deals I'm doing, so many deals right now, people are coming and they're telling us, well, I structured the deal like this, I structured, but it's interest-based, completely interest-based. I financed the deal and the Prophet will share. Well, what kind of deal is that? You financed it, you say, yeah. Is it musharaka, mudaraba, murabaha, all these are concepts in Sharia. So no, I loaned him the money and I told him 50-50 is ours. It's interest. How can he just doing it like that now? Becomes a financier. But the whole thing now is not haqq, it's batil. It's for years I'm doing it now. Entire empire is based upon it. It will crumble. Somebody in the family will suffer it. This is the promise of deen. The humiliation, it will come down. It will come down. So Allah shows the haqq as the haqq and make following the haqq part of my sustenance. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا إِلَّا show us the falsehood, shows the lies, the incorrectness, as it being incorrect. Today we are seeing now what is incorrect, and making it seem like it's right. This photography, digital photography, or something in life, no problem. It's jais. But we don't go into the discussion how that picture was made. The outcome of the picture is still haram. The whole thing, the discussion now, the ulama are going into how that whole picture was formed, with pixels, etc., etc. We're not discussing how it's formed, we're discussing the end result of it. It's haram. It's leading you to something which is impermissible. So show us the batil as the batil. Now so many things we're finding Sharia compliant, Sharia compliant, Sharia compliant. Are we just taking it to be like that? They got de-alcoholized juice. Meaning now the alcohol has been taken out from the juice. This one, now brand new, saw this, one of our shops over here. That way this, that a whole variety of different flavors, that one now they made it so-called halal. Alright, they take on the alcohol out from there. But the other flavors were full alcohol. But once now he got hooked up to this one, very tasty, let's try the other flavors. Maybe all are halal. Doesn't see the bottle, and he's drinking alcohol. Allah save us. But there's so many things happening like this now. We just got to try it. Hadith Sharif says, that leave ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. That which puts you in doubt, leave that out and go towards which is halal. Now, there's no more even doubt left now. Don't worry about it, just try it. He says now, when you say that, if it's haram, leave it out. If it's haram, if it's doubt, leave it out. Now the youngsters are saying, if it's doubtful, try it out. Na'uzubillah, try it. Live on the edge. You'll fall on the wrong side. You won't fall into Jannat. You live on the edge. So this, my dear brothers, we lead a real life, not a fake life. That's why we look for people who are simple, mixed with those that don't have means. And then to the very, very point over here, when Harun Abbas Umar was here, rahmatullah alayhi, that by driving a simple car and thinking that is humility, is actually pride. That I'm driving, I can afford a big car, but I'm driving a small car because this is humble. He says your thought of humbleness actually is pride. Because you think it is humble. It should be a reality, not thought is a humble action. That's what I deserve, Ya Allah. You give me a big car, it's from you. But I actually deserve no car. Should be walking now on my feet, but Ya Allah, you put me in a vehicle. Ya Allah, your shukr, your raham that you gave me. But now I'm taking the car to the wrong places. Example he gave, a person leaves the masjid. He leaves the masjid and he sees our simple brothers from North African countries, wherever it may be, now they're sitting there on the grass somewhere or in the park and they're having the food, etc. So you think to yourself, you know what, let me go sit with them. This is the action of humility and humbleness. He said that action actually is pride for you. Because you're taking pride in doing it. You're taking pride in acting humble. You don't realize that is where I really belong. That is who I should be, Allah. What you gave me now is only from you. But in reality, I belong there. And I'm lower than them also. So you're thinking now that sitting with them is an action of humility, but you're actually taking pride in it. That actually is pride for you. That humility. That's not humility. Humility and humbleness is not a thought, it's a reality. It's a reality. When Allah has given me some bounty and ni'mat, I'm actually crying in my heart, Ya Allah, how you gave me this? I don't even deserve this. Ya Allah, how I should be using it like a slave, I should be using it. Like a real slave with fear in my heart. Not that now this is mine, I earned it. That I have a big portfolio. Ya Allah, I fear this. So this is a life of reality. What is the reality of dunya that I should be understanding? This is the reality of dunya. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one time, Ya Allah, show me the reality of dunya. What dunya is about? What is the real? What's happening behind the scenes? Right, we don't know. What is happening behind the scenes of dunya? A dunya mal'oonun. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, entire dunya is accursed. Some ulama say, after Allah ta'ala made dunya, Allah never looked once at dunya with a glance and nazar of rahmat. Everything is accursed in dunya. Except two things. Dhikrullah ma walahu. The dhikr of Allah and all the things attached to it is out of the curse of Allah. So if I'm in the dhikr of Allah, I'm out of the curse of Allah. Awtalimun wa muta'allimun, or the seeker of knowledge and the teacher of knowledge. Awa'alimun wa muta'allimun. The alim of deen, the one seeking knowledge and the one that is teaching, they're also excluded from the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the rahmat of Allah. Everything else is accursed. Isa alayhi salam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show me the reality of dunya. So Allah ta'ala showed him the form of a most beautiful woman, covered in exotic material and fabric he never saw in his life. So attractive, he couldn't get his eyes off her, covered completely. Say Allah, so beautiful. What fabric, what material, I've never seen in my life like this. Like in Jannat, they say that we hurs of Jannah will be wearing 70 garments all at one time. I think, how 70 garments? We are but gaudy now. Right, but you see the women now when they design the clothing, they have like sequence or something, see-through. Right, another fabric under, another color on top, multiple colors, pastel, she says, SubhanAllah, how beautiful it looks. But imagine now, 70 different garments will be changing color, and so fine the material that you can put all 70 fabrics through a ring. So fine it is. So she was wearing some exotic, and he's looking at her. Ya Allah. Say, Allah, show me the color of her skin. So she took out her hand. He never saw the texture before in his life. Ya Allah, so beautiful. So one hand was out. One hand was behind her. They say, oh Allah, show me what is the reality of dunya. So with the hand that she's showing, she called him. So he came towards her. Like somebody has a beautiful home, they're admiring his home. Come see inside how the whole thing is done inside. Jazakallah khair. You don't mind, just want to have a look at the house. Get some ideas at least. So she called him. So dunya will call you. So she called him. So he went towards her. And then she embraced him. As she embraced him from behind, she had a dagger and stabbed him in the back. Allah, this is dunya. It will call you. Come. Have more of me. Allah, show me her face. And Allah revealed her face was an old hag. Old lady. No teeth, rotten teeth. Cheeks are all inside. Eyes are bloodshot. Ugly looking. Then he says, oh, Isa alayhi salam, this is dunya. It will call you. It will stab you. Then you see the ugly face. Ya Allah, what happened? How I got caught in this thing? Extramarital. Oh, the secrecy. Oh, I got into this deal. Ya Allah, what happened over here? My whole sukoon is gone. My children hate me. Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, he's sitting with his own son next to him in the car, looking at haram. The child used to see, my father should see these things. One time he loved his father, now he wants to kill his father. How you tortured my mother? All these extra activities you did. So all the husad of dunya caught you up, the evil effect of it. So live a life of reality. Real life is simple, my dear brothers. Our salah every day. Takbira ula, the first of, that's real. Then my Quran tilawat, my mu'amalat, my mu'ashir, my business dealing, interaction with people. Only then get my first surf, get my salah, everything, but my dealings are not right. Yesterday somebody told me, Maulana, you won't believe it. People here in the masjid, first surf, they're loaning people on interest, but they're reading salah in the first surf. No shame. Maybe they don't realize, or they realize also, but they got a habit of it now. They're scanning on no tawbah. Fake life. Somebody will have to suffer it. So if you realize Allah is sufficient for me, then you make dua, Ya Allah, I have sufficient damir. Jazaka, Ya Allah, shukr to you. I have sufficient. No chasing anymore. Ya Allah, give me barakat what you have given me, give me sukoon in it. And use me and my wealth for the fikr of deen, uplift of deen. Otherwise, dunya will say, hal min mazid. Jahannam will say, hal min mazid. Allah will ask Jahannam, halim tala'ati. Oh Jahannam, are you full? And Jahannam will respond, hal min mazid. Ya Allah, is there any more of insan to throw into me? I got enough place. The person, we have Jahannami quality also. Is there any more? Bring it. Bring it. There will be no end to it. What we're living in fear, what's going to happen ahead? Why have fear what's going to happen in the qabr? What's going to happen there is real. Day of Qiyamah, will I be able to stand right now? I'm sacrificing my salah to go to the gym to, what they say, to build my legs, shins and thighs, everything, so I can stand like a tall man. But it won't help you to stand on the day of Qiyamah. I must my salah wa jama'at in the masjid, not in the gym. Gym is not built for namaz. It's not built for salah. The house is not built for salah. The house for the ladies. My salah in the masjid. My gym will not enable me to stand before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The simple Quran tilawah, my dhikrullah, my akhlaq, my business dealings, that will help me. Honest businessman, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise him with the Anbiya. With the Anbiya, with the messengers. Subhanallah. I did business making money, but you did the right way. With the right intention, Allah says, for you, Anbiya Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Shuhada and the pious will be in that group on the day of Qiyamah. Because you navigated your business according to Sharia when it was most difficult, but it had reality. The Jannat is Haqq, Jahannam is Haqq, Qiyamah is Haqq, Qabr is Haqq. Nabi is haqq, Quran is haqq, oh, this is haqq and the truth. I led my life according to that. Allah Ta'ala give us a reality. Now the new year started also, so to say, for the schooling children. But I put them in maktab. Maktab is haqq also. We can't deprive them. This year now my son has to go for this coaching, that tuition, so on. Wednesday he can't make it. Friday will be half day. He can't make it to madrasa. Oh, better. Tomorrow you go in the qabr, nothing is going to help you. The football is not going to help you. The cricket is not going to help you. The tuition is not going to help you. Your Quran is going to come to your assistance and your aid in the qabr. Your salah is going to come. Your sadqah is going to come. Your dhikrullah is going to come. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah. What time is it? Azan half past. Quarter past. Short zikr and dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله give us the life of truth and حق وما يلا يلا save us from deception وما يلا from cheating وما يلا يلا give us the life of صحابة رضي الله عنهم يلا make us like the صحابة of نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام make us وهم like the هم of صحابة وجرن like the children of صحابة رضي الله عنهم يلا change the environment around us وما يلا make like the time of نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام المدينة طيبة the time of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم او ما يلا ميك والدنيا ايزي فور اس يلا ميك والقبر ايزي فور اس او ما يلا ميك والاخره ايزي فور اس كيف اس upon هدايه يلا كيف او فاميليز اند بروجريز upon هدايه يلا ان خدمه الدين او ما يلا سيكوس الايمان ريزا سليمان الدريا في قيامه ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله امين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشكرك نستغفرك